I think it's about like doing small steps. So if you're really interested in fashion, start sewing things for yourself. Or if you're really into building apps, then find somebody who does it. Go to see how they work. Go to a hackathon. You know, just start playing.
My name is Esprit Devora, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I. I call it actionable empowerment. Every single episode, you'll hear the story of a fantastic woman in tech, from engineers to founders to investors to journalists to designers, all sorts of different females in tech who have thrived. I want to share their stories with you so that you can know what resources, mentors, and life situations they accessed in order to get to where they are today. Enjoy.
Welcome back to the Women in Tech podcast. This is Esprit Devora, as you know, and I am traveling, meeting with tech companies through Estonia, and I'm really excited to have Marja. Is that how you say your name?
Marja? Maria.
Maria?
Yes.
You say,
excellent. Maria.
So you spell it M-A-A-R-J-A, but you say it Maria.
Yes. Exactly.
That's so crazy. The Estonian names, they just get me. She's been doing speaking on design here at Startup Day in Tartu, Estonia, where is one of the biggest startup events happening in Estonia. So tell me, Maria, like, what brings you here? Like, how did you become passionate about design?
I have been working in design for 10 years. And I actually started from product design, doing physical things. And I got really interested in digital design maybe like 6 years ago. So I just went to a first hackathon. And then I get started in working in as a UX designer and also as a service designer later on.
Where was the hackathon?
It was in Tallinn.
Yeah.
It was in Tallinn, and it was like for public services. It was really great. We did like an app for emergency calling or something like that.
Was it hosted by Garage 48?
Yeah, exactly. It was a Garage 48 event.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Garage 48 is like kind of just a staple in Estonia for advancing technology. It's really incredible. As you guys know, I did the Women in Tech hackathon in Pärnu with Garage 48, which was really exciting this past week. So when did you first fall in love with design?
I think it was in childhood.
And what was it? What sparked that love?
Well, I think I really like experimenting with things and coming up with ideas. I really enjoy it. So this is how I got started. I actually also played with like fashion, and I have been experimenting a lot. So,
and what kind of design work have you done? How long have you been doing design now?
Like 10 years. So I have tried, like, I have been in product design, then I moved towards UX design, and like for the past years I have been doing more like healthcare service design, so like a lot of different things, yeah.
And what is your favorite part about being a designer?
Well, I think that in the core every designer loves ideation, and the fact that you can, you know, improve something and make the world a better place. It's kind of like stereotypical thing, but in the end everybody, I think, and me too, is there for that.
No, I love that. I think that's beautiful. I mean, what have you learned about yourself in achieving your dream?
I think it's about like doing small steps. So if you're really interested in fashion, start sewing things for yourself. Or if you're really into building apps, then find somebody who does it. Go to see how they work. Go to a hackathon. You know, just start playing. And if you get to meet people, you get like your first opportunities. First, they are small. Then you get bigger ones. I think this is how you do it.
What are some of the things some of the resources you use to learn how to become a designer? Did you go to school for design? How did you become the designer you are today?
Yeah, school for sure, for start. It's most, I think, convenient way to learn. But later on, I think it's very important to learn from the others, To really find good mentors or like places to go for internships. So yeah, that's important.
And did you have an internship then?
Yeah, I went to Milano.
I was in Italy.
I was in Italy.
Nice.
Yeah, it was really great. Back then, I was in product design, so I joined. It was an excellent place to be. It was a Japanese-Italian design studio, and they really had like a long culture of having interns, and they really had like they treated their interns very well, and they had very clear process and feedback, and it was very nice there.
How did you find that internship?
I think I was suggested by my professor. Yeah, I think I asked, like, give me, like, the best place to go, and then she suggested. I think it was like that.
That's nice. And how would you say you overcome challenges?
Basically, you have options. Like, you overcome them or you don't.
It's either one or the other.
Well, or you can, if you see that challenge is a bit too big, then, maybe you chop it up into smaller challenges, then it's easier to handle. Yeah.
Do you have a mentor? Or have you had a mentor?
I don't, like, as a mentor, officially that kind of, like, relationship, no. But I have, like, few very good friends whom I discuss, for example, certain challenges. So... I have a very good friend of mine who is more like a design researcher, and she's living in US. So often, like with some challenges, I discuss with her. And I have had like a business mentor. So yeah, I have had like it's more like a relationship type of like friendship.
Is there someone that you really look up to in the design world?
I was a very big fan of Jan Chipchase. He was a design researcher for Nokia, and now he's running his own consultancy. So I had like a period when I was really into this ethnography and design connection. So at that time I was a big fan of his. So I have like different people, different stages I look up to.
Yeah. Say his name again.
Jan Chipchase. Jan,
can you spell it?
Oh, I'm
no.
very bad at spelling.
I know, though, Estonians and spelling. Never ask an Estonian to spell a name. You can email it to me, though.
I will.
And we'll include it in the show notes for you guys. If you want to connect with more amazing, incredible women in tech, be sure to check out the Women in Tech Facebook at womenintechvip.com. That's womenintechvip.com. Takes you to the Facebook group. Thank you so much for spending your time with the Women in Tech podcast. This has been incredible. I'm sure so many people will be inspired hearing your story.
Thank you. Good luck.
This episode of the Women in Tech Show is powered by UpGuard. UpGuard's discovery engine brings visibility to complex IT environments, enabling teams to quickly identify risk, confirm compliance, and make business safer. They are proud supporters and employers of incredible women in tech. To be notified every time a new Women in Tech episode is released, simply text Women in Tech to 310-872-2423. That's 310-872-2423. To support the Women in Tech Show, it's super easy. All you need to do is start doing your Amazon shopping by clicking on this link first, womenintechshow.com/Amazon. That's womenintechshow.com/Amazon. The Women in Tech Show is hosted by Esprit Devora, edited by MKW Films, show notes provided by Carl Marty, music by Jay Huffman Live. The Women in Tech Show is a WeAreTech.fm production.